Okay.
You know what? That's gonna be the first topic. Now I'm mad. Changing out here. That's gonna be the first topic. All right. So, correct me if I'm wrong, but pork is not the best meat choice if you have a selection of meat to choose from. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Correct.
From the amount of people I've talked to, and speaking of my people, they told me that pork has screwed up their stomachs. Now, it may not be all of my people I talk to, but most of them, when it comes to cooking pork or any sort of pig body part, it's been mostly steering towards beef and not pork.
That's undecided at this present moment in time. So, there's more pork used than beef. Can I explain?
More pork used than beef in the sense of cooking?
Well, you think about something. So there's bacon and then there's bacon and sausage, right? Bacon is a pork product, right? Hams, the stuff that come there, and you have ribs. And I said pork ribs is a little different. They have a little more pork ribs because there's no meat on ribs.
Oh, hold on. All right, as you were saying.
Well, no, I just said there are a lot of good uses for pork. Is it something that we start off eating? Probably not. It's like, depends on how far you want to go back, will determine when we start eating it.
Gotcha.
Well, put it this way, at one point in time, we as Black people did not get the prime because of any meat. We got the scraps, but no one else wanted. Okay?
Right.
So that's why people eat pig feet. Why we eat pig's feet? Why do you want pig's feet? Well, okay, if I go back, they weren't going to, the people who gave the slaves the meat weren't going to eat the feet, weren't going to eat the insides, the innards, and all that. They wanted the, and then they gave anything else to everybody, here, there you go. But ingenious Black people decided to be like, hold on. We can make nothing. We can make something out of nothing. Because I still enjoy a good pot of chitlins.
Can't do them.
And what I learned in Harvard as well as my But then I was like, well, man, great, 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 great grandmother, grandfather said, hold on, I can make something to eat to feed my kids with this. This is what we will eat. So, but yeah, here's the thing.
Okay.
Well, it's like this. They tell you not to eat much red meat, right?
Right.
So you steak every night, that's not good for you. It's like eating pork every night is not good for you. So every 7 days in the week, eat a day or two, or meals, eat beef a couple of meals. Go ahead and throw some chicken in there and throw some fish in there or seafood. You're good to go.
Gotcha. Yeah, it was just, when she said that, I'm like, no, it's not all Black people. I made it different on that one.
Well, I have to go with her because last time I checked, you have not went out and certified and surveyed every Black person in America, have you?
Okay, if we're talking technically, no.
I know.
If we're talking F.O. Sachi, then yes.
F.O. Sachi? What?
You can't spell Versace. F.O. Sachi.
Yeah, you can get with you guys. I eat a pound of bacon every day, have a sausage. I have me some pickled pig feet for lunch. And then after I get over that, I've had me a slab of ribs. I've been eating pig for 60 years. And look at me, I'm just a thing of health.
See, I feel like there's so many different food choices out there that it's like, I get the sense of eating pig if that's what you grew up on, eating pork, what have you. But it's like, if you have the opportunity to have some seafood, to have some deer, some elk, you know, something other than pork, and then you still chose to stay with the pork, you know, at that point, it's like, I can't fault you. You know, if you're given that outside viewpoint and you're still choosing to eat what you grew up eating, I can't fault you on that.
Well, the thing about it is that you said choice, correct?
Right.
I eat this because this person did this. This is what I was fed all my life, so I eat this because this is what I fed. Nobody likes to get outside of the comfort zone.
Right.
I'm like, what? If you would have asked me, okay, I've known Jason the Brickies for what? I met him in 2010. This is 2023, so I've known him for 13 years, okay? If you asked me 15 years ago, would I eat some deer meat? And like, heck no. You want some elk? I'm good. How about some bear meat? Yeah. Guess what? It's also them. I haven't had rabbit. So all the stuff that I would have told you 15 years ago I would not touch, I have touched, and I've enjoyed the crap. It's good. I had to expand my heart, so.
And like I said, you know, that I have no problem with. It just... It's funny when people won't step outside their comfort zone because of that. Oh, well, you know, like I said, if you've had it and you're not with it, cool. But I feel like just having it because you grew up on it. I mean, I grew up on down south food, you know, that maybe grandma cooked every now and then. Hawkhead cheese, black eyed peas, neck bones, collard greens, all that. But if you're asking me today, if as a meal, what I would have of the food I grew up eating? Collard greens, dirty rice. If I did eat meat, let's say maybe a thigh or a wing or two. Cheese. My thing, like growing up. Yeah, but now, even with being introduced to more options, me.
Well, the way I can say that is that when I was growing up, we didn't get asked what we wanted to eat. It was cooked, put on a plate, he was there.
That's the other thing. That's the other thing. Like, now that there's choice, I feel like because I grew up eating that so much that I can't stand most of it now.
Oh no. My dad cooks he my dad love liver and onions.
Liver, like chicken liver?
No. As in beef liver.
They call
The look on your face. So a vegetarian can eat ah. The look on your face is priceless. You're cursing me in your brain. I can hear it right now. You got the Kevin Hart. What? But no, that's what he and I need. And you ate what was in front of you. I'm like, is this steak? Oh, if he would have said it was steak. And my brain was, just had a different texture. And then I was like, no, this is liver. I was like, You know, when you sit there and you, when it takes you 4 hours to eat something that big, with a whole bunch of, and my dad, because I'm here like for the A1, trying to cover the whole thing. So I get done with it. And then they get done and they're like, you go to the bathroom. Ugh! Sorry, I'm but no, you know what? But
Hold on. Oh yeah, gizzards. Oh, that didn't even look good.
Have no clue.
You can see that, right?
Was that? Yeah, I've never had them. Was that? Okay, you're breaking up your audio. Did you say you can cook that or you can eat that?
I said he would cook that.
Yeah, people cook them. When I used to work down in, okay, here's how funny. Talk about demographics, okay? I used to work at a deli at Safeway in the Rainier Valley area. And I would, they, you know, wonder, where's the chicken gizzards? So we had to start putting chicken gizzards because people like chicken gizzards. I have no clue why.
Hold on, let me see. Okay, now let me make sure. Okay. See, I
Yeah.
thought artichoke hearts were like some animal heart. Oh, it came
What?
from the. Seemed like I would get pizza, and I would see artichoke heart,
Yes.
and I always eat it. It never clicked in here that it wasn't from an animal.
Okay, I
Never
blame
clicked.
the I
Yeah.
blame the federal way schools the system.
Oh, hold on. I did think that this was product. Now I feel a little better knowing
That's it.
ain't eating chicken gizzards.
I've never had a cheese.
So he would do chicken liver So what else?
Who?
You understand?
No, it's a common thing, liver and onions.
So is it a Louisiana thing that he brought up here?
No, it is. Okay, when you say Louisiana, so we can't say Louisiana thing. It's more of a Southern thing.
Okay, because I would say Louisiana thing, like, it originally, like, and people in Louisiana eat chicken gizzards and onions, and then he came up here and was like, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, put it this way. Okay, grits.
Right?
You know what grits are, right?
Right.
So if you go, so up here, you have to actually order grits if they even have it on the menu. Okay?
Like at Denny's?
What's that?
Like at Denny's? And IHOP?
Yeah.
That's insane. I ain't never went to one of, yo, you got grits on the menu?
No, they don't have it up here. But you go down south, that puts you then, you order, I want the lemon, you know, all I want is the man. Well, the first thing I said, when I go, you know, everybody wants eggs. And I'm like, no, all I want is some hash browns or some corned beef hash, and, you know, and then three strips of bacon. Two strips of bacon. Corn, okay, cool. And when we're
corned beef hash. That's regular corned beef, right?
So that's regular corn mixed in with hash.
Okay. Corned beef, like the brisket.
Yes.
And then hash browns.
Correct. And they mix them together.
Mix them together.
Corned beef hash.
Interesting. Okay.
She could at least say hi, she's gonna walk by.
Oh, Tori. My podcasting teammate said you could at least say hi before you walk by.
Sup?
So, man.
Well, no, because you're down there, they get grits come with it. It's kind of like up here where eggs, if you order breakfast, they throw eggs on the breakfast regardless, right?
Right.
Until the shortage. I'm not sure yet because I haven't been to a restaurant in a while. But whenever you order a meal, eggs always comes with it, correct?
Right.
For breakfast. Down there, grits come with everything. You can say, some biscuits, some gravy, and some biscuit gravy, and some sausage. There's going to be some grits on your plate.
Okay.
Are you making dinner?
Yes, I got some shrimp Alfredo, and I was looking for the white sauce. I brought some white sauce, so.
Your video is choppy. I've never had Alfredo. I've never had Alfredo.
They do have vegan Alfredo sauce. So technically speaking, you can have Alfredo.
Yeah, I don't want to pay $25 for
no. How much did you pay for the sauce? $2.99.
Yo, that's up in Marysville. I'm in
Okay. So in different parts of the states,
yes,
south versus up here, different menu options as far as grits and eggs.
Well, put it this way. Have you ever seen okra on a menu up here?
I have not yet, no.
You go down south, okra.
Fan favorite down south.
Southern thing. And, okay. And the reason why I say a Southern thing, and here's the whole thing. You're in the Air Force, right?
Right.
So the more people get transferred from down south to up north, it's shrinking the country.
Gotcha.
It's like this. Back in the days, like Black Eyed Peas for New Year's Eve, right?
Right.
So no one touched them because all the people down south were celebrating that up here. Now, every New Year's Eve, they tell them, you need about 5 cases of Black Eyed Peas. He goes, why? Because somebody's going to kill. And then now, and you get them that action, especially since more people. So think about this. More people, all baby boomers are retiring now, correct? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got
you. Okay. So with all the baby boomers retiring, you have a lot more people traveling around the country.
Right.
So they're bringing their customers. Like I said, with my job, here's the dealer that I sell about, see, in my 2 stores, I have marinated artichoke hearts, and I sell, and they come in a package of 12. I have to pull a case in every 2 weeks.
Is that bad?
Is no, I'm getting paid, but no, that's how many people like marinated artichoke hearts up here.
I like artichoke hearts, but I'm more of like a pizza guy. I like them on my pizza.
Well, no, it's not about how you like it. You have to understand is the fact that since the continent is shrinking, I mean, it's like this right now. All the baby boomers have some of the baby boomers are already retired right now, right? They have the RV and they're going to see the grandkids and they're touring around. So with that, since everything's opened up now, people are going a lot more places. And all it takes is being, you know, if you're in a military town like we are, all it takes is you being saying, hey, your orders are going to JBLM. And you come here, hey, it's like this. I still haven't had sushi and I need to try some sushi. I've never had it. There's things that, you know, I'm a little leery about calamari, but I used to have
calamari's fire. Calamari's fire. That's
this is coming for a guy who ate
fire straight. Fire at certain places that know how to cook it and don't overprice it. 1 second, hold on. Yeah, okay. But yeah, just to wrap that up, yeah, no. If you go to the right places, they can do the calamari. You just have to go to the right places and don't overcharge for that.
Okay. Well, when we had a good one. I said, with everything being said, there's a plethora of foods, and now that we are a multi-dimensional country, I mean, right now I sell so much curry and Indian food from my shelves, and there's a lot of everybody here. So
right,
you can have your choice. I mean, I've even had, you know, done a Hawaiian pig roasted for 24 hours in the spit. Woo, that pig is good, juicy. Oh, you be oh, oh, oh.
About to close. So,
all right,
Jay.
And I'm DL.
We'll catch you guys on the next episode.